Hello to everyone. We are continuing in the book of Mishle, chapter 4, verse 7, Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin. We spoke about the concept of Reshit Chochma Kne Chochma. In order to get wisdom, you need wisdom. It's so true on so many levels. Sometimes people don't have the, I guess, the idea. No one ever told them that they should be signing up for college. There are so many examples where in order to get to the next step, you need someone to instruct you with this step. So the pasuk says, Reshit Chochma Kne Chochma. In order to be wise, you need to be wise. And it sounds kind of funny and paradoxical, but it's true. Reshit Chochma Kne Chochma. In order to be smart, you need to already be smart. In order to acquire wisdom, you need to already have some kind of appreciation for wisdom. Uvechol kinyancha kne bina. Whatever you're doing, you should acquire wisdom. And the rabbis teach in Pirkei Avot that there's a concept called Ezehu Chacham, who is considered to be smart, halomed mikol adam, a person who learns from every person. And if there's anything that this pasuk adds to that idea, it is that Ezehu Chacham, when is a person smart? When they learn from every situation. Uvechol kinyancha kne bina. No matter what, always seek out wisdom and search for wisdom. Why is wisdom so important? Why should you go and search for wisdom at all times? So the pasuk continues, pasuk chet, salteleha uteromemeka. If you continue to dedicate yourself to wisdom, if you make sure that you value wisdom, you repeat it, and you really make it a central part of who you are, it will elevate you. It will bring you respect. Techabdecha ki techabkena. It's a play on words here. Kavod means honor, and lechabek means to hug. So, techabdecha, the wisdom is going to bring you honor only ki techabkena, if you hug it, if you embrace it. If you embrace wisdom and love it and show really that it's something that you value, then it will give you great honor. And the pasuk continues, pasuk tet, titen leroshcha livya, atenet tiferet temagneka. Will give your head an added glory, an added adornment, an added decoration of glory. Not only will it bring you glory, but it will also shield you. And we're going to see soon about the role of wisdom in shielding a person, bringing them protection from the adversities of life. So, Pasuk Yud. He continues, Shlomo HaMelech says, not only will it bring you glory if you embrace wisdom, however, it will also protect you and also do more. Pasuk Yud, Shma Beni V'kach Amarai, V'irbu Lecha Shnot Chaim, and you will have many, many more years of life. This, of course, speaks to the issue we've mentioned, which is that in life, there's quantity and there's quality, and wisdom. Yirbu lecha shnot chaim, it will add you for you years of life. Because it's possible for a person to have years that are not life, right? It says your shnot chaim. You need both. You need years and you need life. Because sometimes, unfortunately, people get into a situation where their years, their shanim, are not shnot chaim. They are not years of life. They waste their life with things that they later regret. And here what he's saying is, if you lead your life with the path of wisdom, it's going to give you years of life, and you're going to find it meaningful. Pasuk Yudbet. Belechtecha lo yetzar tzadecha. When you walk, your footstep will be able to be broad. When someone walks confidently, they take a large step. When someone is never sure where they're going, they take these little tippy-toe steps, and that's because they don't know where they're going. If you walk with foresight, if you walk with wisdom, belechtecha lo yetzar tzadecha, your footstep will not be small. It will not be both narrowed externally, but it also won't be a small one because you'll know what you're doing. You'll know that you are confident and ready to move forward. And if you run, you will not stumble. And this speaks also to something very, very important, which is as follows. Often in life, we get to think about what we're going to do. You think about what school you're going to go to, what high school you're going to go to, what college you're going to go to, what job you're going to go to, where you're going to travel. Those are things you can think about and give a lot of thought and research. However, then there are things in life that you don't get to give much thought to. You know, you're running to catch a bus, you're running to catch a train, you're late to a meeting, you suddenly chance upon someone you didn't expect to speak to. All those situations in life don't allow us to prepare, but the way we'll perform in those situations is based on the amount of wisdom, thought, and knowledge that we pursued prior to that. And if you come with wisdom, if you come with a love for wisdom, it will protect you not only when you walk, but also when you run. And when we say when you run here, what we mean is when you go quickly in life, when there are situations that cannot be thought through, then you should realize that wisdom is going to guide you. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Very, very, very famous pasuk. Hachazek b'musar al teref nitzreya ki yichayecha. Hachazek b'musar. Shlomo repeats this word, musar. Musar means both the wisdom of the Torah, it means wisdom with regard to improvement of character, and it also means sometimes the difficult lessons that life gives us. Protect it because it is your life. Hachazek b'musar al teref means hold on to musar, to ethics. And it's interesting, in the 1800s, there was a huge movement that began in Eastern Europe. It was called the Musar movement. The Musar movement essentially was telling people, look, we see a lot of people that are keeping the Torah, keeping mitzvot, keeping God's commandments, but they are behaving in a way that is completely unethical. And so Musar came and said, it was founded by Rabbi Israel Lipkin Salanter, and he came and said, listen guys, we cannot let this continue. If a person is going to study Torah and do mitzvot, but not be kind to their friend, and even do something that might hurt their friend, then what's the point of their learning? What's the point of the mitzvot that they do? So it says here, Hachazek b'musar al teref, hold on to musar, hold on to your ethics, hold on to these lessons that I'm teaching you, and do not let go of them. And the reason for this is because even if a person is, like I said, committed to study of Torah, mitzvot, etc., if they don't have the lessons of musar, if they don't have the lessons of ethics, doing the right thing, then it doesn't really go far and it can cause a lot of trouble. Now, on the other side of this argument, be'orach resha'im al tavo ve'al te'asher bederech ra'im. Do not walk on the path of the wicked. Shlomo repeats again and again and again. Do not go on the path of the wicked, because that path, even if you plan on taking the exit before the doomsday end, that will take you to very, very bad places. So it's about avoiding the path of the wicked and going on the path of wisdom and the path of tzaddikim. Be'orech resha'im al tavo, do not come onto the path of the wicked, ve'al te'asher b'derech ra'im, and do not be joyful in the way of the bad people. Pra'eu al tavo, you should be so careful not to go on the path of the wicked, you should take a complete detour to not even be on there. Because a lot of times people say, look, what was I supposed to do? Right? The rabbis give an example. They say, what if a person, he raises his child, and he dresses him nicely, and he gives him all the money he wants, and he lets him roam the streets freely. The rabbis say in the Talmud, "Ma ya'aseh haben velo yichta." What do you want from this child to do so he does not sin? The father set him up for sin. He dressed him nicely, he bathed him, he showered him, he gave him money, everything was set, and then he sends him off to the market every day to walk around with questionable people. And so, what do you want from this child? The idea of Mishle, stay off the path of the wicked. Stay on the straight path. Because once you are on the path of the wicked, it's very hard to take the exit. You should stay off completely from the path of the wicked. Pasuk tetzayin, ki lo yishnu im lo yareu, v'nigzela shnatam im lo yachshilu. Lo yishnu im lo yareu. The wicked will not sleep unless they do something terrible. Lo yishnu im lo yareu, v'nigzela shnatam im lo yachshilu. They will... Their sleep will be robbed from them. Nigzela shnatam, that's a very strong term. Nigzela shnatam, their sleep will be robbed from them im lo yareu, if they do not do bad things. So you should really stay off that path. Pasuk yudzayin, ki lachamu lechem resha v'yein chamasim yishtu. Because their bread, once you hang out with the wicked, their bread is bread of wickedness, and yein chamasim yishtu, and the wine they drink is the wine of theft. It's funny, the word for theft in Hebrew is chamas, just like the terrorist movement. Chamas. Chamas means robbery, means stealing. So the wicked, they are committed to chamas. They have their yein chamasim yishtu, they drink the wine of chamas, they eat the bread of theft. So it's a second nature to them. If you think you'll join the path of the wicked and then just deviate, you're wrong. Why? Because lechem ki lachamu lechem resha. It's like bread for them. Pasuk yudchet. On the other hand, the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, the orach tzaddikim ke or noga. The pathway of the tzaddikim, the pathway of the righteous ones ke or noga. It is like the light of the stars. The light of the stars, often you don't see it during the day, during the night, but eventually you do see it. And it's like the light of the sun, which seems very dim at the beginning, but then slowly, as the sun rises in the morning, it completely shines up everything. And so you should know, even if it seems like the righteous are not doing great, even if it seems like the wicked are doing really well, please remember that they are like the righteous are like the sun. Orach tzadikim keor noga holech vaor ad nechon yom. It's slowly but surely getting higher and higher, better and better. And derech reshaim ka'afela, the wicked are like darkness. They do not know what they will stumble on. I mentioned before that sometimes the decisions we make are very difficult to be thought out if it's the sort of the spur of the moment. So if a person's deciding what school to go to, what college to go to, etc., then they have time to think about it. But if a person is running to catch a train and they don't know if they should go this way or that way, if a person is under major pressure, they're about to lose their job, whatever it is, then that's a question of how do you behave without having the time to think about that. And so it says that the righteous, even in those situations, will behave very well. But the wicked, on the contrary, to the other side, the wicked are running so fast, they'll never know what they're stumbling on, because even if they would have the time to think, they wouldn't think about it. Pasuk, my son, again, Shlomo always speaks in the terms bni. Bni lidvarei akshiva, le'amarei hatoznecha. Listen to my words and to what I am saying. Bend your ear so you can hear me. Listen. Al yalizu meinecha shomrem betoch levavecha. The words I'm giving you, the words of wisdom I'm giving you, should never depart from your eyes. Shomrem betoch levavecha. We have on your heart, and make sure that it's always with you. They will never ever they should never go away from your eyes. Protect them in your heart. Because they are life to those who find them, and to all those who follow it. It is a word of healing. The word of Hashem is the word of healing. Now we come to one of the most famous psukim among Jews and among non-Jews. And really, it means a lot. Here it is. Bakasha. Mikol mishmar netzol libecha. Protect your heart from everything. The most precious thing that you have is your heart. Ki mimenu totzot chaim. Because all life comes from your heart. Both on the physical level and on the metaphorical level. If a person's heart doesn't function, that's it, that's the end. And if a person's heart spiritually is not functioning, if they're not thinking of other people, if their heart is completely in the wrong place, if their heart is deceptive and thinking ill of others, then the entire body doesn't function. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Mikol mishman letzor libecha ki mimeno tozot chaim. Protect your heart from everything. Ki mimeno tozot chaim, because from your heart comes the entire life. Every action you do is motivated by your heart. Now we're talking already metaphorically, but the idea is your heart is the source of everything, both physically and metaphorically. Ki mimeno tozot chaim. The life itself, all the outcomes of life, come from your heart. So protect your heart. Whether it's avoiding being cynical, avoiding the company of the Shaim, the wicked, or whether it is making sure that you don't get caught up with negativity. Mikol mishmar netzor libecha. Protect your heart from everything. Ki mimeno tozot chaim. Now we come to a pasuk that the Gemara cannot cite enough times. Haser nimcha ikshut peh ulezut tzfatayim archek mimena. Mimeka, remove any potential for someone to say anything negative about you. If you hear people gossiping about you, saying he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that, don't let it slide. Find out what's being discussed and make sure that no one suspects you. Obviously, we're talking about a person who actually didn't do anything. So, haser mimecha ikshut peh ulezut tzfatayim archek mimecha. Remove any wicked talk away from you. And interestingly, the rabbis say this also includes a warning to someone who's doing something that's completely appropriate. It's absolutely appropriate. It's absolutely acceptable, but it will be seen as a negative thing. So the Gemara says many times, remove from yourself the ability of others to speak negatively with their mouth. Remove from you the ability of others to say anything negative from you, about you. Your eyes will look always straight. Keep your eye on the ball and keep your goals always right front and center. If you think about the path that you're taking, if you think about what's going on around you, then if you think also about what you're going to be doing, then everything that is with you, anything that is with you, is going to do well. Einecha lenochach yabitu. Always look forward. Ve'afatecha yeshu negdecha. Always keep your look locked ahead. Pales ma'agam reglecha b'chol derachecha ikonu. Think about your next step. Think about what you're going to be doing. And then all that you do will go well. Al tet yamin u'smol. Do not head left or right or left. Remove your legs from that. And don't go anywhere evil. Don't go anywhere wrong. These are the psukim of Pasuk Dalet. Thank God we finished Perek Dalet. This is the last Pasuk of Perek Dalet. We will continue Be'ezrat Hashem next time from Perek Hey. We do this every single a day from Sunday to Thursday, 12 o'clock New York time to 12:20, learning the book of Mishlei. Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we will be continuing with Perek Hey. Wishing everyone a very, very beautiful day. Leitzot.